Now, aiding and abetting Jack in Springstan is his partner in... I don't quite know how I can call it, really. His partner, let's just say, in making all this. George Winstanley. George, your event has always been held in secret locations. Why is that?
Well, I mean, a lot of the events that we go to, me and Jack have been going to a lot of festivals since we were pretty young, since like 15, 16, and a lot of them took that kind of idea of secrecy, and we really enjoyed that, like getting to a place and you didn't know where you were going, the slight of kind of getting lost on the way because you... And then you get there and it's somewhere you've never been before, and the kind of, you know, even if it's a location that people have used and it is a, like other festivals use, it's getting there and it being like a total surprise and having absolutely, well, no expectations as well. You just get there and it is what it is.
Now, you've sold out three times now. What do you think the secret of your success is?
Marketing on Jack's part.
I would like to come in there and I'd say it's an extremely canny marketing plan, as devised by myself rather than George.
But music policy, however, definitely helps.
No, in all seriousness, I think the people of Hereford are kind of dying for it, really. Particularly, what really works in our favour is the time of year. Of course, people are so kind of used to festivals in summer. When you know, people really keen are kind of going to kind of four or five a year, but there's the whole rest of the year when such people are kind of got itchy feet, just dying to get into a field and dying to have a good party, really. So I think that's a massive factor, in all honesty.
Like the localness of the entire kind of thing. I mean, you know, we get people from far away, but it's very much directed at local. Like, you know, produce and in terms of food and like target audience
community
and we work closely with the Jailhouse, which is the club in Hereford, and like other promoters, and that kind of people want that, you know,
that sense of locality. Yeah. I think, you know, and the size of it as well, you know, almost works in our favor. Mm. Being such a small event, like, there's massive pluses with that. You're not going to get lost, you're not going to lose your friends, you're not going to break your bank account by coming to one of our events. It's got a nice, small, homely feel, and you'll know half the people there.
Mm. And especially as the bigger events have got so big, like Big Chill, you know, it just has got skyrocketed into this, you know, uber event, which is all well and good, and some people want that.
But part of the public conscious.
Yeah, yeah, whereas this is so small, and you know, there's still great music, and it's a friendly environment for families and everyone, really.
Right, I've got to ask, you've had Fall Stan, you've had Spring Stan. Who is Stan? Because to me, that was a song Eminem did about 10 years ago.
Okay, well, George is George Winstanley. Which is where the name comes from.
Wasn't my idea.
No, this is a point of contention, really, because people often wonder why on earth you would name a festival after yourself.
But it wasn't. Everyone says this, and everyone thinks that I must be big-headed, which may or may not be true, but I didn't come up with a name. Our friend, we spent ages thinking about the name, and we were like, oh, it's spring... You know, what should we do? And anyway, came to one of the meetings with this idea, and I mean, everyone's going to say it's a lie, but I said it was terrible. I thought it was horrible because it had my name in it, and they were like, "No, it's great. We should stick with it." And we didn't think it would end up it kind of getting any bigger. We thought we were just going to kind of do it once, maybe twice, and then the whole thing's kind of snowballed, and now we sold out and everything, and now it's all, you know, hype and
set in stone and Springstan it is.
I think you're allowed some vanity with that.
Oh yeah.